Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shows how the love of material wealth can drive a wedge between you and God. Allow the love of God to help you break free from addiction. Now here is Kenneth Copeland.
Let's go back over here to the second chapter and we'll come back there in just a moment. Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Well, yes, Brother Copeland. Now, you see, we don't want any of this whole world's goods. We're not to love the world or the things in the world. It didn't say you can't have them. It said don't love them. Do you love things? Well, then why do you say you do? Yeah, but you've been here before. All them people out there, you love my new suit. You love my new car. No, I don't. I enjoy it. Because the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said he gives us all things richly to enjoy. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you, man. He wants you enjoying life. Not sweating through this thing in a 49 Volkswagen and then come on, Ain't that humble? No. That's stupid, brother. Unless you just like restored 49 Volkswagen, that's something else. But if you drive one because you have to, well, bless your heart. We need to get you out of that. Amen. Now, the point here is, look at this again, because this is so important before we get over here back in the fifth chapter, in the overcoming chapter. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust. Now, well, let me read through that. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Most people do not recognize lust unless it has to do with sex. Lust is pressure. It comes especially if something has been forbidden you. Something that you crave, you're addicted to something. You know it's bad. You're addicted to sugar. You're lusting after sugar. And sugar ain't no good. I don't care what your grandma and your mama and all them said. It is no good. Now that I told you can't have it,
He was getting along good till he got my Twinkies. Well, I've been drinking Diet Cokes.
That's worse.
Amen. But I noticed years ago, I had to be delivered from sugar. I used to weigh 60, 70 pounds more than I do now. And, 80 pounds more than I do now. So, and I went to the Lord about it. I said, "Sir, how are you going to deliver me from food? I got to eat." He said, "Didn't I deliver you from smoking?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I didn't deliver you from breathing. I delivered you from breathing tobacco smoke." And I saw it. See? He taught me how. You don't just start in begging. Now, I tried that. Whoa, are you kidding? I threw more cigarettes away than I smoked. And then I go back and hunt them. I was so broke I couldn't buy anymore. And go out there in the weeds, man, on that cigarette. And it turned my heart up. What was happening? My flesh lusting pressure on my spirit. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit was so weak in me, I hadn't been saved long. And I knew I ought not be doing that. Now, the day I got born again, I mean, up until that time, I was bound with profanity, bound by it. I won't go into all that story, but I did it on purpose, man. But the night I got born again, November of 1962, it felt like for hours that I had something like a square box or something in my mouth. It was gone. And it ain't never been back. That was a spirit. You see, that was an active spirit. My mama tried to do it with soap. It didn't work. She really did. She took a bar of Dial soap. Y'all don't remember Dial soap during World War II. You think it's bad now. It is nasty back there in the 40s. Oh, man, are you kidding me? It's awful. Stuff that in my mouth. Can I be free with you? Damn. Just cussed because I couldn't get soap out of my mouth. My mama didn't hear me. This mama take a hide off of you, brother. Good for her. But anyway, it was gone. That was a spirit. Now, the devil is behind the tobacco. But that's just a flesh addiction. He's behind alcohol. Particularly people addicted to it. But now the Lord showed me this. And I'll show you what he told me to do. I sat down . This is the process that the Lord taught me over time. You can break any addiction, but you can't do it without the Word of God, because the Word is what will break it. The Word will separate you from unnecessary stuff. The Word will separate you from sin. It'll separate you from the weights that so easily beset us. Amen. Take whatever it is. This could represent tobacco. This could represent drugs. This could represent pornography on your computer. Anything you don't have any business with. Amen. Anything that your flesh is craving, the desiring, that's a lust. I'm going to tell you this. One of the worst lusts there is worry. It's a sin. And there are people who think you can't live without worrying. You know why? You're addicted to it. And there's nothing in the world but the Word of God will separate you from it. But the Word of God doesn't suggest that you cast all your cares, worries, concerns, and anxieties over Him, on Him once and for all. It commands you to do it. So, and you go to the Scriptures, the promises. See, don't ever try to use your faith on anything without basing it on the Word of God. Either the promises of God or the facts of God. So that, well, I don't know whether it's God's will for me to be healed or not. Well, you never will know unless you base it on the Word. If you base it on somebody's idea, you can't have faith when you don't know the will of God. Faith begins where the will is known. And God's not going to promise you something that's against His will. Duh! But that comes from being religiously brainwashed instead of going to the Word for yourself and becoming a faith student of the Word.
Amen.
Amen. So you go to the promise. When the Son of God sets you're free indeed, and so forth and so on. And you take communion and you speak to that. I was so addicted to coffee. I'd been drinking coffee since I was a little boy. And I drank way too much of it. I got started drinking it like that, flying airplanes back there when doing a lot of flying and so forth. Well, when I got born again, started working for Jesus, I drank more coffee than I did back there when I was working for the devil. And I had this ugly green bag. That thing was a dog, but it was just the right size, and we'd had it a long time. And it was about this big, and it had my little 4-cup Farberware coffee pot in it, and a great big can of Folgers about that big. And Gloria and I both drank one cup right after another. She didn't drink near as much as I did. And, of course, I had my thermos I'd carried in the airplane, and all that. Well, the Lord said, go get that green bag. So I got the green bag, and I took communion. Now, I said, Lord, you want me to go tell everybody they ought not drink coffee? He said, I'm talking to you, not everybody. But he said, now, you have abused it, and the tars and so forth in that coffee bean have begun to build up in your joints. And that's the reason I was praying over what was wrong with me, because I'd pray and it'd hit up, help it a little, it'd come right back. And I mean, this has been, oh my goodness, this has been 45 years ago. I still can't stand the smell of it. I took communion. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I have no need of you again in my life, again hereafter, forever. And it was gone. But I spent 3 days praying in the Spirit before I did that, finding out what was wrong here. What? Attaining the wisdom of God? I'd been praying over quitting coffee. I knew that I was drinking too much of it. Man, I'd quit and get sick. Get that headache, just, horrible, nasty thing. Don't blame it on the devil. Lust. I was addicted to it, see. Never, not one headache. Gone. 40 years come and gone. Absolutely gone. Isn't that wonderful? You can do whatever you want to do about it. You can just go on. I'm not going to go there. but see, this could be anything. This, like I said, this could be alcohol. This could be tobacco. But you're going to have to spend some time, number one, in the Word of faith. You're going to have to spend some time studying in the love of God. You need to spend some time praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost. Everybody ought to pray in tongues no less than a half an hour a day. My Brother Copeland, you mean everybody? Yeah. Well, I've never prayed in tongues. Well, that's your fault, not God's. Jesus said, your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost them that ask Him.
Amen.
Duh. You mean that for everybody? Well, no, everybody but you. You know why? Because you don't believe it yet. No, I'm just messing with you. But this, hey, receive the Holy Ghost like this. Just take communion, read those Holy Spirit scriptures and say, just the opposite. He is mine. He's my gift. He's already living on the inside of me. And now He just needs to come on me for service. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and talk. But don't speak English. Some of our kids here in the church last year were down in South America witnessing. And the interpreter got away from them. And they're trying to have a conversation with this woman. She speaks no English, they speak no Spanish, and they're working back and forth. And I mean, it's just supernatural. They wound up getting her born again some way or another. And and she's praising, gloria a Dios, and all of a sudden she begins to praise God in perfect English. That's a sign. That's a sign for those kids. That doesn't happen often at all. That was a sign. Hallelujah. These are the wonderful times, folks.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
But you see what we're doing? We're taking God at His word, taking His communion, spending time in His love. Well, Brother Copeland, I just afraid I get the wrong spirit. You don't believe the love. And I'm not chastising you for it. I'm just telling you what the problem is. And you've never spent enough time. You don't have any faith in His love. I know you believe it, but you don't have any faith in it. You get faith in His love. What does a little child do that has faith in his mama? It'll say anything. It'll try anything once. I used to say, what did he say? And Gloria would interpret. Or Kelly would say something. And I'd say, Gloria, what'd she say? And she'd tell me exact. Why? Because Gloria's used to listening to her. But Kelly didn't care whether she made any sense or not. And when you get that way with your Heavenly Father, what do I care? Don't be doing that if you're not born again. Don't be doing that if you're not born again. Because the devil will accommodate you with something you don't want. But you know you're born again, you home free, baby. Because what a father give a son a snake, a scorpion, or a rock? No, because Jesus had just previously referred to those as devils. Amen?
Amen.
But, of course, and particularly back there in the, 50 years ago when we first got into these things and got baptized in the Spirit of God four years before that, we didn't know anything. Hardly anybody did. They just, all the men were over here ganged up around me, and the women were over here around Gloria, and they were praying over me. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. They gave an invitation, come get the Holy Ghost. I turned around to my mama. I said, is that something we ought to have? She said, you need to have that. Because I'd like to went to hell. Man, I'd have answered the invitation. They said, anybody comes up here want to swallow a basketball, I'd have gone, man. If that's something you're supposed to do, I'd have gone right then. I grabbed Gloria by the hand and up we jumped. I had no clue. Now, I had heard my great aunt speak in tongues one time when I was about 10 years old. That was my whole experience at this. And so we're standing there. They gave up on me. And, let go, brother, glory to God. Hang in there, hang on. Just a going. Nobody looked at one verse of Scripture. You can go right straight to the Gospel of Luke and be baptized in the Holy Ghost in 30 seconds. Because faith comes. Because Jesus said it.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.